Ray Holman from UAW 6000. I've been pretty proactive in contacting union officials because so much has been going on with the legislature, and I'd just like to find out their take about some of the issues being debated. On the other end of our line is Ray Holman from UAW 6000. Ray, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. How's it going?
It's going very well. Thanks so much for coming on the program. Tell me what's got your ear and your eye in Lansing?
Well, yesterday was a big day. House Bill 5002 passed, which was the worker compensation bill. It had passed the House a few weeks ago, and then yesterday it passed the Senate. And then for us state employees, for the 48,000 hardworking men and women that keep the state going, they passed House Bill 4701 and House Bill 4702, which will change the state employee retirement program again. As you know, just in November 2010, we changed our retirement. And so it was a big day yesterday. A lot of changes were made.
All right. Tell me about, first of all, House Bill 5002 from your perspective.
Well, this is workman's compensation. Of course, that issue is a lot bigger than just state employees. But essentially, the unions, and I know the UAW Local 6000 was opposed to this bill, because what it will do is virtually base people's workman compensation on an imaginary job and imaginary wages. You know, the workman's compensation legislation has been around in Michigan for over 100 years, and it was working just fine, so we opposed this bill.
And tell me about 47. Well, you know, when talking about workman's comp, we had spoke with folks who believe it was a good bill because it would cut unnecessary costs.
Yeah, Tony, you always do a good job by getting both sides on your program, and we appreciate that. I know we do at the UAW. But essentially, you know, years ago, a grand bargain was made. And what this bargain said was, if you were injured on the job, you would have the expectation that you would get some money, that you would not be thrown out into the streets and your family would be fed. But in return, you would not sue your employer, which was a win-win for both sides, because that meant people weren't tied up in courts. And again, we believe that the workers' compensation was working fine. Of course, the other side of the table is more pro-business, and there's a difference of opinions. But again, we believe that basing people's wages on a job that really does not exist and is not the right thing to do.
And tell me about 4701, 4702.
Well, this is a state employee retirement plan. Essentially, what this program will do is will end retiree health care for new state employees hired after January 1st, 2001. They will be given an option to invest a little bit with a 401k, but it's really not much of a program. And also, people that are in the defined benefits program now, and that's about 45% of the workforce, that meaning people who have a traditional pension, will now see a 4% pay cut.
And again, in talking with the opposition, the folks who wrote this bill, they believe that with the tightness of the budget and the changes in the monies that were coming in, they couldn't afford to do that anymore.
Well, there's no doubt about it that everybody needs to share and sacrifice and work together. And we understand that. But we think these issues are best handled at the bargaining table. You know, just recently we ratified an agreement with the state, and we worked together and found savings. So we always think it's better to do it at the table to negotiate rather than having the legislature cut our pay. And the other thing that's a little bit misleading is actually in Michigan, our state employee pension is funded quite well when you look at the rest of the country. But again, you know, we do want to work together and make the state, you know, in the black. Absolutely.
You know, Ray, I wondered about the negotiating at the bargaining table. We would hear from representatives and senators that they tried and they couldn't get the numbers that they were looking at, and therefore they in essence, had to take things into their own hands to get something done because there wasn't enough cooperation at the bargaining table. How would you respond to that?
Well, we bargained the state employees as a coalition of unions, and the chief spokesman for that was the UAW Vice President Cindy Estrada. So I should really defer any questions regarding the bargaining process to her. But I can tell you this, Tony, that there's a long history in Michigan of working out our problems at the table, and that has proven time and time again to be the most successful way to go about things.
You know, Ray, in listening to you, there's been some bills that we've talked about in the past that really seem to tick you off. You'd be more fired up. I sense from your tone that you kind of saw this coming.
Yeah, this has been in the hopper for a long time. You know, the new state employee retirement plan came out back in May 31st on a holiday weekend. And, you know, since that time, I had the opportunity actually to travel the state and meet with various lawmakers from both sides of the aisle. And there were a lot of improvements made since the bill was first introduced. You know, originally it was going to take away retiree health care essentially for all state employees hired after 1997. And we were able to work again with people on both sides of the aisle to correct that. And also they're going to remove overtime in terms of it being calculated in one's final pension, and we were able to make some improvements in that area as well. So even though we do oppose the bill, it was a lot more drastic when it was first introduced. So that may be why I'm a little less fired up this morning.
All right, what's next? What are the bills that you're going to be looking at now?
Well, I guess the next big thing would be unemployment and insurance. You know, that's going to be a big issue coming up here. Of course, we're always following the department budget bills. We are always looking at concerns with privatization because we believe that the state workforce is best equipped to handle the responsibilities that we're given under the state constitution. And so there's going to be a lot of stuff going on, and obviously we're going into an election year. You know, the House of Representatives could change hands here coming up next November, and of course we have a presidential election, and we're affected by that as well.
And finally, before I let you go, Ray, we had Senator Burt Johnson on, who's from the Detroit area, and he said on this program that he believed that there is an effort to weaken and take away a lot of the power that unions have in this state. He believed that Republicans have sat down, come up with an agenda, and are implementing that agenda. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Well, I would agree with it. And, you know, I wouldn't say it's necessarily all the Republicans. In fact, Rick Jones did not vote for that retirement bill yesterday. And but as a whole, I would agree that there is definitely a move to weaken collective bargaining rights and to make a big shift in wealth and power to big CEOs and big business. And if you look at things like the emergency manager law, you know, there's some real constitutional problems there. But this law in particular, although there are communities that, you know, are obviously struggling, we believe that that goes too far and essentially does just what the senator says, weakens labor's, takes away their power, yes.
All right, Ray, thanks so much. We'll stay in touch. We appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks, Tony.